When it comes to managing people with severe COVID-19 disease, some clinicians are questioning the need for ventilators, citing low survival rates and lengthy hospitalization. Brian Garibaldi, a critical care medicine expert at Johns Hopkins, offers his opinion.
At a fundamental level, this disease causes ARDS, or acute respiratory distress syndrome. That's a syndrome that's been recognized for over 50 years. The only thing that's really been shown to improve outcome is the way that you ventilate someone using a low tidal volume ventilation strategy. And I think we need to make sure that as we're trying to gather more data about this disease, until we have data that says that that's not the right way to ventilate these patients, I think we need to go with what 20 years, 30 years of data now have shown has been effective in ARDS patients that we know can save lives.
Garibaldi says non-invasive strategies to provide more oxygen to people with severe COVID-19 are well worth trying, but that if ventilators are needed, they should be employed. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.